CD beside Still Waters, the Neelands, and that's called The Love of God for Me. That's our first song today here on the Gospel Time program, and I am your host, Dave Rigg. During this half hour, it's going to be my privilege to bring to you the Gospel of Jesus Christ in song, like this one from Guy Penrod, a song entitled Knowing What I Know About Heaven. You're listening to Gospel Time.
I bet the trumpets play and the angels sing every sweet refrain of amazing grace, and that heaven's hands opened up the gate, and the children danced when they saw your face. As happy as they were to see you come, I was just as sad to have to watch you go. Oh, but knowing what I know about heaven, believing that you're all the way home, knowing that you're somewhere better, is all I need to let you go. I could hope that I could pray you back, but why on earth would I do that when you're somewhere life and love never ends? Oh, knowing what I know about heaven. Where every single voice makes a choice, the saints rejoice to every broken heart and every wounded soul. New life begins on streets of gold. With every tear that's raining here from my eyes, I know the sun is shining where you are.
In the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 26, God's word says, "The Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express." Would you pause just a moment with me for a word of prayer? Our Heavenly Father, there are times when we try to express the burdens on our hearts, but we don't always know exactly how to pray. And we're so thankful that the Bible says that the Holy Spirit speaks for us when we are unable. Therefore, Lord, we will trust Him to express the deepest feelings on our hearts today, that He might tell you the burdens that are just too big for words. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Sitting in the rubble, I came to my senses, and a voice said, child, let me help.
I said, please do, cause I just can't make it by myself. I need you, Lord, like a man.
Gotta do, but he doesn't have to do it alone.
I did it my way, let me tell you, that's a dead end street.
I thought I was tough till the going got rough, and I thought I'd lost everything.
I admit it, Lord, all I got myself was defeat.
To Genesis with Dr. John Morris, geologist with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, are there any recent examples of natural selection?
Yes, indeed, Chris, and here's one. In the northern USA, a species of mosquito has a little different lifestyle from a similar mosquito in the southern states. In the north, the favorable life season is shorter than the one in the south, and the body cycles have adapted to match. But in recent years, a warming trend has caused the good weather in the north to lengthen, so the mosquitoes have adapted. Is this evolution? No, it is not. What happened is that the northern mosquitoes are now much more like the southern mosquitoes. Where is the evidence for evolution? Well, this isn't it. You look a long time before you find any. Adaptation happens, but adaptation is not evolution. Creation, now that happened back in the past, back in Genesis, and it's true.
We'd love for you to drop us an email with your question for Dr. Morris. Contact us at genesis@icr.org.
Here's a former number one song now from the Dunaways. It's called When There's No Hope, There's Grace.
Tossing and turning, sleep just won't come. You hate to see the sunrise on another day. And you dread the sorrow that waits for tomorrow. You're out of hope, but thank God for grace.
When there's no hope, there is grace. When you feel too weak to stand, let the blood take your place, and there's no trial He can erase.
When there's no hope, start to think that life is over, your burden's hard to bear. Remember at your lowest, He is always there.
And there's no hope, there is grace.
When you feel too weak to stand, let the blood take your place.
They said, Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and strength belong to our God forever and ever. Amen. Then one of the 24 elders asked me, Who are these who are clothed in white? Where do they come from? And I said to him, Sir, you are the one who knows. Then he said to me, These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb and made them white. That is why they are standing in front of the throne of God, serving Him day and night in His temple. And He who sits on the throne will live among them and shelter them. They will never again be hungry or thirsty, and they will be fully protected from the scorching noontime heat. For the Lamb who stands in front of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to the springs of life-giving water. Revelation chapter 7, verses 12 through 17, from the Holy Bible, New Living Translation. Live it now.
This is Gospel Time, a radio ministry. We depend upon your prayers and financial support to keep us on the air in your area and on your favorite radio station. If you'd like to help us, write to us at Gospel Time, Box 68, Bone Gap, Illinois, 62815. Write us today.
It's hymn time on Gospel Time.
Rapturous scene that rises to my soul. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? What happened?
I don't know, but the power's out.
Better find some candles.
Blown fuse, a short circuit, a bad connection.
Yeah, it all spells power failure.
And with no lights, well, you can't see where you're going.
And there's a strong parallel here, I think, to spiritual power.
That's true. If you have spiritual power failure, you're in the dark.
And you need to find the switch to light up the darkness.
You'll find plenty of power in Ephesians chapter 4.
Those words tell us to stay connected to the body of Christ.
There's never a power outage with Jesus.
We're the ones who end up short-circuiting and losing power.
Mm-hmm. So stay plugged into the power.
Look over what Ephesians chapter 4 says.
Avoid spiritual power failure.
Stay connected to the source.
A thought from the pages of Our Daily Bread.
All right, thanks, fellas. And we continue with our music now. Here's Lauren Talley. This is called In Christ Alone.
That was my cell phone ringing. Your time is always in short supply, but truth be known, the real issue isn't the lack of time. It's the management of ourself. This is Elizabeth George. Let's talk about managing your time. 1 Peter 1:13 says, "Therefore prepare your minds for action. Be self-controlled. Set your hope fully on God's grace." The body of Christ needs your gifts, your prayers, and some of your time. The desperate cry across the country from a new and needy generation is, "Where are the older women?" If you and I manage our life with passion and purpose, there will be time for us to pray, support, and teach our younger sisters to be a woman after God's own heart.
Our time for today's Gospel Time program has come and nearly gone. But before it expires completely, may I please give to you my mailing address? We would really like to hear from you. If the program blesses you and you'd like to tell us about it, maybe you have a question about a song you heard, or maybe you'd just like to send along a financial donation to help us stay on the air in your area. Here is the mailing address. It's Gospel Time, Post Office Box 68, Bone Gap, that's B-O-N-E-G-A-P, Bone Gap, Illinois, 62815. Write to us today. Thank you for listening to our program. Till our next radio broadcast, if the Lord's willing, this is Dave Rigg asking the Lord to richly bless you.